This scripture reading for my thoughts is from the gospel reading for Tuesday, March 14th, from Matthew 18:21-35. Is forgiving really that important? So of course Peter asked Jesus, how many times must I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Seven times? Jesus answers, not seven times, but 77 times. This, of course, indicates to always forgive, and Jesus continues with a parable regarding a man who owes the king a huge amount of money that is beyond the ability for anyone to pay. The king, in his benevolence, applies mercy to the man in debt, even though he has every right to condemn him and his family. The man goes out and meets up with a man who owes him mere chump change. Yet the man just forgiven by the king throttles the man who is begging him for forgiveness and has him thrown in jail. The king finds out and ends up condemning the man who owed him the impossibly huge debt to torture in jail until he had paid it all back, which, of course, he could never do. Jesus tells us anyone who refuses to forgive his brother or sister from his heart will be treated the same. As much as I try to forgive those who have offended me, I must admit it does not always flow out from me as quickly as I would like. There are times when I react too quickly to the offense. There are times when I foolishly stew over my pride being wounded before finally agreeing to the Spirit that, yes, I truly forgive. Just to touch a bit more with this reading, the number 7 in Hebrew is the only number or letter that looks like a cross. It is similar to our lowercase t in our common alphabet. So forgiving is one way we carry our cross for Jesus, but it keeps us healthy. Some people think that they can hold a grudge until they die and then pay off that sin in purgatory. No. Jesus said if we do not forgive others, we will be tortured in hell until it is all paid back. It is an amount that could never be repaid for the sins we have all committed have been forgiven with the blood of Christ. In Matthew 6, verses 15, Jesus states, "But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." So this means if I do not forgive, then there is no way that I can get to heaven. How can someone go to heaven if God will not forgive that sin of unforgiveness? It is impossible. Remembering this helps me reach a spirit of true forgiveness much more quickly than I might otherwise be able to do. Yes, forgiveness is that important. You are loved. Joe Repas.